The captains, when they left the gate and had returned to camp again, called a council of war to consider what further they must do. Some said, "Let us go up now and fall upon the town." A greatest part, however, rather thought it would be better to give them another summons to yield. And the reason why they thought this to be best was because that as far as could be perceived, the town of Mansoul was now more inclined to agree than it had been before. "And if," said the larger group, "while some may be more inclined, our rugged show of force may be distasteful to them, and thus we may cause them to run further away from accepting our summons than we would be willing of them." They all agreed to this advice and called a trumpeter, put words into his mouth, set a time for him, and bid him Godspeed. Well, it didn't take long before the trumpeter readied himself for his journey. Therefore, coming up to the wall of the town, he steered his course to Eargate, and there sounded as he was commanded. Then they that were within came out to see what was the matter, and the trumpeter gave them this following speech. "O hard-hearted and deplorable town of Mansoul, how long will you love your sinful, sinful simplicity, and you fools delight in your scorning? Do you still despise the offer of peace and deliverance? Do you still refuse the golden offers of Shaddai and trust the lies and falsehoods of Diabolus? Do you think when Shaddai has conquered you that you'll have peace and comfort when he remembers your responses toward him? Or that by ruffling language you can make him afraid as a grasshopper? Does he plead with you because he's afraid of you? Do you think you are stronger than he? Look to the heavens and behold and consider the stars, how high they are. Can you stop the sun from running his course and hinder the moon from giving her light? Can you count the number of the stars or tilt the wineskins of heaven? Can you call for the waters of the sea and cause them to cover the face of the ground? Can you behold everyone who is proud and bring him low and bind their faces in the world below? Yet these are some of the works of our King, in whose name this day we come up unto you, that you may be brought under his authority. In his name, therefore, I summon you again to yield yourselves up to his captains." At this summons, the Mansoulians seemed to be perplexed and did not know how to answer. For this reason, Diabolus immediately appeared and answered, and thus he began, but instead turned his speech toward them of Mansoul. "Gentlemen," he said, "and my faithful subjects, if it is true what this summoner has said concerning the greatness of their king, by his terror you will always be kept in bondage, and so be made to run away. Yes, how can you now endure to think of such a mighty one since he is so far away? And if not to think of him while at a distance, how can you endure to be in his presence? I, your prince, know you, and you may play with me as you would with a grasshopper. Consider, therefore, what is profitable to you, and remember the protection I have granted you." "Farther," he continued, "if all that this man said is true, why are the subjects of Shaddai so enslaved everywhere else they go? None in the universe are as unhappy as they are, and none so trampled upon as they are. Consider, my Mansoul, I wish you were as reluctant to leave me as I am reluctant to leave you. But consider, I say, the ball is still in your court. You have liberty if you know how to use it. Yes, you have a king too, if you can tell how to love and obey him." Upon this speech, the town of Mansoul hardened their hearts again, even more against the captains of Shaddai. The thoughts of his greatness did quite quash them, and the thoughts of his holiness sunk them in despair. Therefore, after a short consult, they, of the Diabolonian party they were, sent back this word by the trumpeter, that for their parts they were resolved to stick to their king, but never to yield to Shaddai. So it was vain to give them any further summons, for the Mansoulians would rather die in their place than yield. And now things seemed to be worse than before, and Mansoul was out of reach her call. Yet the captains, who knew what their lord could do, would not yet lose heart. They therefore sent them another summons, more sharp and severe than the last. But the more often they were sent a summons to reconcile to Shaddai, the further off they would become. The more they called, the more they went away. Yes, even though they call out to the Most High. So they ceased to deal with them that way anymore, and inclined to think of another way. The captains, therefore, gathered themselves together to have free conference among themselves, to know what must be done to gain the town, and to deliver it from the tyranny of Diabolus. And one said after this manner, and another after that. Then the right noble captain Conviction stood up and said, "My brethren, my opinion is this, to be continued." What drama. So we have questions. The trumpeter gave a rousing speech that rendered the Mansoulians perplexed and speechless. Why was it so powerful? Read Job chapters 38 through 41. I know that's a lot of reading, but read Job 38 through 41 to see if you can pick out some of the sayings in the trumpeter's speech. When you consider God's rebuke of Job, does this help you to worship God with more reverence? Then next, consider Diabolus' speech to Mansoul. How does he describe Shaddai, who is God Almighty, right? Are the conclusions he draws about God true? How does this affect the town of Mansoul? Consider the strategies of Satan and how he tempts us. In what ways does his deception cause us to think of the character of God wrongly? Read Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. How does the serpent in the passage diminish the character of God by what he says to the woman? Diminishing his character, young people, means that we don't think rightly of God, that we tear his character down. It'd be like being dishonorable or disrespectful. Yeah, it'd be like calling mom and dad by their given names, or worse, treating them like less than what the honor that's due to them. So that's episode 26. Next week's 27.